Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to another refreshing moment on the Winning Everyday podcast. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. Wherever you are, at home, on your way to work, in the office, or maybe even taking a walk, I want you to know that this is your moment of inspiration. God has a word just for you. Today's topic is strength in weakness. Our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, which says, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." Before we dive into the message, let me share a story I read recently. It was about Bethany Hamilton, the professional surfer who, at just 13 years old, lost her left arm in a shark attack. Most people thought her career was over, but Bethany refused to give up. In her book Soul Surfer, she shared how her faith in God gave her the courage to keep going. Just months after the attack, she was back in the water, competing, falling, trying again, and rising stronger. Today, she inspires millions worldwide with her testimony that God's strength is revealed even in our deepest weaknesses. Friends, doesn't that sound like the reality of life? We all face seasons where we feel inadequate, broken, or too weak to move forward. Yet, those very moments can be the stage where God shows himself mighty. Let me ask you this. Have you ever felt so weak that you wondered how you would make it through the day? Maybe it's the pressure of bills, the stress of work, the weight of sickness, or the pain of loss. You feel like you're at the end of yourself. Here's the encouragement: you don't have to pretend to be strong all the time. God is not waiting for your perfection. He's inviting you to lean on his strength. Remember Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. What if your weakness is not the end, but the beginning of God's miracle? Hear this: the place where you feel most broken is the very place where God wants to shine his glory through you. Paul understood this. That's why he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." Weakness, in God's hands, becomes a doorway to strength. So today, instead of running from your weakness, why not surrender it to God? Are you feeling overwhelmed? God says, "Cast all your cares on me, because I care for you." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Are you uncertain about tomorrow? God promises in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 that, "Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." As you go today, I want you to pause and reflect. What is that one weakness, fear, or burden you've been hiding? Can you place it in God's hands today and say, "Lord, take over"? Here's your action point for today. Instead of focusing on what you cannot do, focus on what God can do through you. Write down one area of weakness in your life, and beside it, write a Bible verse that speaks God's strength into that area. Speak it aloud every time doubt rises. Now, let's make our faith declaration for the day together. Say this with me: "Today, I receive God's strength in my weakness. I will not be discouraged. I will rise above challenges. I am empowered. I am victorious. And I will win today because Christ's power is at work in me." Beautiful. Did you feel that? That's God's word coming alive in your spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our strength when we are weak. Thank you for reminding us that your grace is sufficient. I pray for everyone listening today. Strengthen them, encourage them, and fill them with fresh hope. Lord, as they step out today, let your presence go with them. Let your joy be their strength, and let your peace guard their hearts. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining us on Winning Everyday podcast. Remember, weakness is not the end, It's the beginning of God's strength in your life. If this message blessed you, share it with a friend, a colleague, or a loved one. You never know whose life you'll impact with just one click. Until next time, keep winning every day with the strength that comes from God.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.